Hello, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to do instantaneous healings from the Light Shift Light Beams. This show is all about helping you get your spirit into your body for the ascension process, and the Light Beams do various healings in the now for you. They're done by basically their grace to help you, and the main thing is to come fully into your body for your healings and to allow yourself to advance yourself as far as spiritually to come more into the presence of who you really are in your heart center. This is the whole process for these light shift healings. So what we normally do first is entity work. I'll just talk about the light shift briefly here. It comes here once every 2,000 years to help the planet spirit do its ascension. And then secondary, it's here to help the people that are willing to come fully into their body to do their ascension also, which is what Jesus taught when he was here 2,000 years ago. So it's up to you to do this process. The light ship also is here at this 2,000 cycle time to chase away the darkness energy that's encroaching upon the light energy itself, which is what they've been doing continuously now for quite a while, but mainly the last month, much more stronger than before. And on previous shows, we talked about everything now is an inward process for you. The the Galactic Federation is going to be probably disbanded shortly here, which means that these three-dimensional, maybe four-dimensional extraterrestrials that have taken away the light energy, the free will of yourself, doing mind control here is being eliminated. And the ones that can hold spirit energy 100% will still be in existence. If not, the light ship first does the ascension process like prematurely for these people because they are preventing us from doing the work that needs to be done here for yourself through their mind control and not allowing you to be involved with your actual spiritual life here. They've been doing this for thousands and thousands of years. And so what's happening now is that the Galactic Federation is being disbanded. And these are beings that were created by the Creation Light Ship to hold you as a precious divine being down here. And instead, they have not allowed themselves to do that. They got into bed with the dark side. So the ones that cannot hold 100% light energy will no longer be in existence. This could be complete races of extraterrestrials, or this could be just a few of them in different races. But so far, the percentage is not very high. They're running probably, I'd say, about a 0.5% of that that they can actually regain and hold to hold spiritual energy. So our actual backup that we talk about here, we will talk about sightings and UFOs coming to help us. Well, there's not very many of them here to do that, unfortunately. So I don't really perceive, you know, the first contact energy as being too helpful for us because these negative forces have been coming to us for quite a long time. Also, what they also took away because of the Galactic Federation's inability to hold light energy, the spiritual hierarchy that everybody has used here for maybe their whole lifetime, that no longer is in existence either. That spiritual hierarchy has been pulled back. The master saints and angels and these beings that would normally be here to help us that could only probably resonate 20% of their light energy are no longer here because the Creation Light Ship wants everybody to go inward inside of themselves to get their own guidance. You can connect inside of yourself and your heart when you connect to your spirit if you wish to commune with these divine energies. But as far as calling upon them outside of yourself, using your mind, they will not exist any longer. And this is the way the ascension process actually works. It's an inward growth process for you to connect to your own divinity. And so the crutches that were in place, supposedly to help us out, were not 100% in integrity anyway, so this is why they're no longer here. So it's up to you to go inside to get your own guidance. Remember, who you are is actually a piece of every one of these divine energies, the master saints and angels. This is who you actually are. And everything is, in that point, basically a oneness energy. because the divine is only of light, and the light only works in the now, and anything that's outside of the now is not of the light. So any kind of predictions that people are giving you, they're just reading the script for the dark side, which is the dark side's agenda. This is much like psychic readings. And it's not that it's a bad thing to read. It just can give you some information on how the dark side is controlling you. So you can get kind of a heads up on that. You know, it was brought forth in the Old Testament, which is why we have Bible codes now to differentiate past events to see what actually happened by typing in certain keywords. And lo and behold, it brings up the negative events that happened here on the earth. Another thing is also the astrological charts of people. That's another way you can see it quite easily on how the dark side has chose to held you captive and to, in a sense, time steal your soul and to also allow you to be on a predetermined script in this lifetime. Remember, the light's only free choice, free will. Anything that is not of that and not in the now is not of the light. And so the gifted people who can actually read these energies, like an astrologer or a psychic, they're actually tapping into this dark energy and giving you information on how the darkness has chosen to give you a predetermined path in your life, which is not of the divine, but it's of the darkness. So the way it is right now, your choice is to go with inside. This is what the show is all about. And the light ship is working to eliminate these extraterrestrial forces that they created that are here to take away your free will and free choice. And then they're going after the darkness energies that are soulless beings that are also here doing these negative things to us here. So this is just part of the ascension process. It's ongoing. And you're going to start to feel a change in yourself. Probably if you haven't felt it in the last couple of weeks, just look at it. You should start to have a heightened awareness of your consciousness. Maybe your senses may be a little more in tune, a little more conscious. You might be able to see better, just many, many things. So this is the good news, is that we're in the ascension process now, but it's up to you to do the ascension if you're choosing to bring your body into a higher state of consciousness. If you don't choose to do that, then what will happen is, like what always happens is, the physical life form that cannot hold the spirit frequency energy, if you're not in your body 100%, the life form that you're living in, your physical body, will be instantly dematerialized, and then your spirit will just move on like it always does, and now it'll be free from the earth plane and not being actually trapped here in this prison planet for maybe 50 to 80,000 years. And you're able now to go out and experience the universe the way it was intended to do. So, like I'm going to the earth plane here. Other planets, you just experience life there once, and then you have a choice to go back if you want, but it's all free choice. Here you're kind of stuck here, unfortunately. So that's what's happening with the universe, basically. We're in the ascension process right now, and the light ship is here to do what it does, and it's going to put everything back into spiritual integrity. Remember, the light only holds light energy. It never created the darkness energy, and the light needs to regain itself, collect its light frequencies, 100% light energy. Anything less than 100% is terminated. Otherwise, it's the way it would normally be, like we have here with this negativity and cancer creeping into the light. So what we're going to do first here is to do an entity clearing with everybody. And just sit back and relax here. And we're taking away these entities that are typical earth-based energies, which you want to call a ghost, emotional bodies of people who passed on. And they come to us only because we're out of our body with our spirit. Normally when you're in your body, they're not going to attach to you. So here we go. They're being released right now from you. And we're going to do what we call maybe a soul retrieval. And we're going to bring back to yourself the parts of you that left in the pain and trauma and fear. Remember, if you're not in the now, you're not in the light. If you're in the mass consciousness arena of thought, that's not of the light either. So the New Age metaphysics, that's all they talk about is mind. The mind of God, the mind of mass consciousness, how you can put a thought out and you have the 100 monkey scenario. Well, that's not true in the light. That's only true in the darkness. So the light only works in the now. So all those rules that you probably have been taught do work in the darkness, but they will never work in the light. And so what you have is the darkness energy is mass consciousness, which is how you can use thought to control things. The light never controls anything. It gives you free choice in the moment to do what you want to do as far as your creation. So as you start kind of realizing that and you start connecting the dots, you realize how much New Age metaphysics and all these teachings of the New Agers now and the big name speakers are actually leading you astray on your spiritual development. And they may not know any different, or they're being used and they're channeling the dark energies thinking that they're light. So here we go. The entities are almost released from you now. And we're doing the whole body right now at one time, and then later on in the show we'll be doing special things with these entities. So here we come, back into your body more. So stronger as you come in, stronger, 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 stronger. We'll count down now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And coming in more, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, you should feel a little heavier in your body. You feel tingles. You might feel your awakening consciousness a little brighter, a little more alert now. We're going to do a chakra alignment. We'll go to the heart center first. So heart chakra, realigning that for everyone. Perfect. Going to your throat chakras. Good. And going to your third eye. Perfect. And now we're going back down below the heart to your power chakra, realigning that here. So realigning your chakras so that they'll interface with all of your invisible bodies so you can have healing. And the healings work from your spirit into your body. The mind has nothing to do with your healing. Here we go. Moving around now to your second chakra. Perfect. And first chakra. Wonderful. Okay. Now we're going to do the heart to mind drop. So think of your awakening consciousness being in your forehead. And this energy is what you think with. This is actually your thoughts. You could call it your maybe your ego self if you wish. And we're going to drop that energy body into your heart center. Maybe it has to surrender. So here we go. Coming down, I'll count backwards from 10 to 1. Think of an elevator going down, and this is where you should be in your whole life all the time because you want to be connected to your spirit so you can get your guidance. Anything inside of your head typically will be entities and or the dark side talking to you. So here we go. Going down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Dropping down some more. And I'll just do it slower so you can actually feel that body drop into your heart. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, and if you're new to the show, we're going to be activating the light beam right now. So if you are new, just click on Creation Light Shift Healing for today. And then scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar. Beneath the blinking flower, you're going to see a beautiful light beam there. And we're going to be activating her right now. And she'll be with us throughout this show here today. So just kind of watch the energy of her change. You're going to actually see her become more visible. Her eyes normally become much brighter. And you're going to actually see the rays around her forehead change. And she'll become more three-dimensional. And here she's coming in. Looks very nice to me. A lot of people like to put their hand in front of their monitor screen and actually feel the energy. There we go. Wonderful. And if you kind of move back and forth a little bit with your head, you can actually watch her looking at you. This is a living picture of this light beam. She put her spirit energy into it. So this is actually a live photograph. So wonderful. And Sylvia, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, and welcome, everyone. As Ron said a minute ago, we're going to be discussing entities, and our actual topic this whole week is, if you're not home, who is? And if you were able to be on Monday, you might have tried to get on Monday's program and found there was some sound difficulties, but we were able to get on partway through the hour. And we talked a lot about what entities are, and we'll just recap that a little bit. And then what we're going to do tonight is release entities from various parts of our bodies, and also maybe some entities that cause different things like, you know, frustration, anger, depression, addictions, things like that, if we have time to get to those too. So if we'll just start out by recapping for anyone who hasn't maybe been with us or wasn't able to be on Monday, and talk a little bit more about what entities are and why it's so important to clear them. So over to you, Ron, for that.
Yeah, what happens is that because of our Galactic Federation, that now is being disbanded and eliminated completely. They're supposed to be here to help us, and what I believe they did is they somehow severed the connection from the Earth spirit to these emotional bodies of people who passed on. And this is why there's so many ghosts around and why they attach to us, because they need to have a body to live on. And they should be returning back to the Earth. I'm sure the Lightship will be taking care of this probably in the near future as they do more of their work, but they're still not able to do that quite yet because the Federation is still in full force in certain areas. So once they come into the light, then what you have is you have more of the light working with the light as opposed to impostors of the light working with the light. And when the Earth spirit can finally regain its spiritual energy back to itself from these emotional bodies, then the ghosts on this planet will no longer be here in these emotional bodies. But since they are here now, we have to deal with them. And these entities are just from people who passed on. It's just another energy body. It cannot look out of your eyes when it comes into you, because your spirit can only do that. That's the gift that the body has. So you can tell just by looking at someone who's looking at you. Is it you or an entity? You know, if your eyes are glossed over like a dead fish, then you're going to be an entity looking at you or something else. We're just talking about Earth-based energies. There are other ET life forms that can come into your body and inhabit it, and also look it out of your eyes. And sometimes they'll actually make the pupils in your eyes actually change. If you've ever looked at a reptilian, for instance, I don't want to pick on anything at this point in time, but if you've seen any type of energy that maybe looks like maybe a lizard or something looking at you out of the eyes of a person, well, that's probably who it is. And they normally will come forward once in a while and do a shape shift. But they're normally in the background quite a ways because they don't want to really come forward to actually look continuously, but they are typically controlling that person. And so anyway, the main thing is to get rid of the entities and people, and we attract them because we're not home. That's the bottom line. Your spirit only lives in love energy, and anything that's not of love, any kind of physical pain or anger, when you're upset, anything like that, any type of emotional situation to where it's negative, your spirit cannot handle that vibration, because it's here to connect with you to give you guidance. And once you're now on the emotional roller coaster ride, then at that point your spirit leaves you. So then entities can come in. So it's like a glass of water. You know, how much of you is in that glass, and the glass is filled, and how much is entities? And it should be 100% you. That's your only spiritual protection that you ever have for your body. The other energies that used to be here, the Master Saints and Angels, could help you somewhat. Now it's strictly an inward growth process, which is part of the ascension process. So you must connect now to your divinity inside of yourself for your guidance. So that's kind of the way it is. And these energies will talk to you there, but they won't come into your head as they have been before, because then they were controlled by the Galactic Federation, giving people false messages, etc. because the light has to regain 100% of its light energy. It wants you to do the same thing. So this is why you need to get rid of entities out of yourself and to become more present with your spirit and walk your life with your spirit so your body can transform from a physical earth body to a spiritual light body where your spirit now is with you completely 100%. So that's the main thing, and entities are pretty bad. There's off-planet energies, like I talked about earlier, which we could call entities too in a sense, like your astrological chart, you know, how planets can connect and cord to you and give you a bad day. Well, why are they doing that? That shouldn't be allowed. You know, just think about it. If the divine energy is love and light, why would they allow something like this to happen? Well, that's because the Galactic Federation was doing that for you. They're the overseers for us in between the universal shifts. And so all of our troubles on our planet as far as duality is because of them. So I don't hold much credence in our ET space brothers coming here doing a first contact and bringing in these high technologies, because all they brought us so far is high technology typically that can be used for war and other things, and they switch it around, and it's just very, very sad. The extraterrestrials have brought us altered weather conditions here. You know, they've polluted our waters. They've brought us mind control, and the mind control our planet now from the extraterrestrials is released completely right now. This is why your body probably feels very calm for yourself. This is what the light ship has done. And so light ship is doing quite a bit now to help us out, and they're not going to stop. They're on a roll right now to bring in and regain their light territory, and whatever that has to be, whatever they have to do that, it's for their own survival of the light. And you're a part of the light with your spirit, so you should be rejoicing that these energies now are being released from you so you can regain your spiritual integrity. Like I say to people, you know, how do you have free choice when you're mind-controlled? You know, it's impossible. The New Agers talk about free choice and love and light, etc. Well, that's just the Federation talking to them. Everything on this planet, as far as spiritual teachings, has been brought to you by the Galactic Federation. The lightship teachings only come every 2,000 years. And so this is why the religions are so adulterated with dogma, because the Federation chose to bring in false gods. Remember, if you look at any Christian church, they think that's the right one, whether it be Protestant or Baptist or Catholic or whatever. You know, and all these churches pray to some kind of God, and that God is outside of yourself. So right away, that's not the divinity that you want to connect to. That's just another life form of an extraterrestrial being out there collecting your emotional energy and your thoughts and your prayers. So you want to connect to yourself. That's who your own divinity is. So that's what the Federation brought everybody, is all these false teachings of religions and stuff. And unfortunately, that's kind of what we've been grown up with and trained to understand and recognize. So the main thing is that you must go inside of yourself. So what we're going to do right now is we'll do some work with planetary energy releases from you. So we're just going to pick on a couple here. I don't normally do this, but we're going to pick on the energy of the moon. And this energy is controlled by extraterrestrial energies. I'm not saying the moon is bad, but the energy from the moon somehow is connected to you. So I'm going to count to 10 as this gets released from you. So just kind of think of the moon energy. Here we go. Releasing the moon energy from you momentarily here. This will probably last throughout this show here. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. We'll do it one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Let's do a body scan now and kind of see how you feel. See if your body's a little calmer, because we release from you the energy cords, and all cording is negative. So to take the energy from you, to suck your energy out of your body, to take your spirit energy away from you, and just see how you feel. Right now we're going to do Mercury. That's the big one for a lot of people. So here we go, the planet of Mercury being released from you. This is like another entity that's attached to you, courting you. So here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And I'll do one other energy here. I guess we'll do Pluto. Here we go. And again, take note of how your body feels. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you, and we can do maybe some other type of energy that are connected to it, maybe addictions and stuff. So what do you think we should do next?
Oh, that sounds good. Entities that cause either bad habits or addictions or something like that.
Okay, so think of an addiction that you may have, whatever that would be, and your spirit is going to help you with this healing. Remember, in the light, your spirit can only help you. The mind is not going to help you whatsoever because the mind is part of the darkness energy. It's controlling you. And it's not of the light. So here we go. Think of an addiction, and we're going to take away the entities as much as we can right now that's making your body, making you, forcing you to do something against your free will. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And do it one more time here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. I think we'll do one for people who have pain in their body. Remember, pain also attracts entities. Like crazy. So here we go. Think of some pain that you might have in your body. So we're going to release these entities that are bringing pain to you because they resonate with the pain. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you need to do it a few more times here. Some people out there with a lot of pain. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And so during all these healings, automatically your spirit's being returned to you. So this is through the planets and the addiction and the pain. So the fact that I didn't state it, this is automatically done by the light beams. Because you cannot leave a void, because by leaving a void, that will also attract more entities. So back to you, Sylvia.
So it seems like it's kind of a vicious cycle. If you have your spirit energy leave the body, then the entities come in to fill that void. And then they can kind of cause you to feel these things that the spirit doesn't like to be around, like pain or judgment or anger or so on. And then more of your spirit leaves you and more entities come in, and it seems like it's really kind of important to deal with this if we're going to get into our bodies and be able to actually ascend during this upcoming universal shift.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah. So it's again, it's your responsibility to, you know, be fully present into your body, and you know, it's just up to you to do the work to be calmer, to be more peaceful, and as you get more of your spirit with you, you will become those qualities of what you're desiring. So, and also you'll probably have a lot more psychic awareness because your spirit gives you the psychic awareness around you, your intuition, so that you're able to then sample and look at what's really happening to you. So when you're not in your body and you're not home, maybe if you're like 10% or below, at that point you're like a person on the street who could be like a druggie, an alcoholic or somebody. You know, when you get down to 5%, you're just really, really bad off. It's just very sad. And most people are about 20%, so it's very important to regain your spiritual identity so you can become whole and complete and recognize that you are a divine being yourself and walk with your spirit to be able to use the manifestations of your spirit as it looks out of your eyes to see everything around you so it can actually do its job to help heal you and then to do your beautiful creations through creativity, through the talents of your DNA. So what should we do next, Sylvia?
Well, are there entities that would cause us to blame and judge ourselves or judge other people?
Well, yeah, I'm sure that there are. There's whatever's out there in consciousness is going to come to you one way or another, typically, because we all go through very similar situations in our lives which bring these things to us. If you have a problem, say, maybe by driving a car and you're afraid to drive your car, well, that might be entities being afraid to drive a car because, you know, they maybe had a lot of car accidents. So a lot of the situations that we deal with is not strictly because, you know, our body has it ingrained in it. You're just playing the role of an entity. And unfortunately, you know, like I say, people who are in prison, maybe and or even in jail, when they commit a crime, it's really not themselves doing that. And to me, it's just very sad to have and to hear about people who are in the prison system for life. Maybe they killed somebody, but it wasn't them that killed the person. It was an entity. And now the poor body has to do all this suffering and go through the process. If they all had entity clearings in the prison system, then these people could be probably very, very functional, just like people who weren't in jail. But somehow the spirituality aspect left the court system, and they don't understand this here. So it's just very, very sad. And this is true also, you know, as we look at people in our society, probably throughout the world here, who become very greedy. You know, those are entities doing that process. You know, it just kind of goes on and on and on. So. And that's the dark side also creeping into you, having you do things against your free will. So that's the main thing. Well, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, could we do a releasing of entities that cause judgment and blame?
Sure. So here we go. So again, just sit back and relax here. And we'll release these out of you. And again, just, you know, kind of sample yourself. And just see how you feel after this here. You should start to feel a little bit lighter. And you should feel like you're a little more conscious. So here we go. This is for judgment and blame. And that's a good one here. So here we go. Maybe even, you know, regret. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And I think we'll do one on self-sabotage. I'm sure there's one or two people out there who have that issue here. So here we go, self-sabotaging entities. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, four, three, two, and one. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Well, that's a big one. We'll keep going here. 10, 9, remember your spirit's helping you release these out of you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. So, Sylvia, how are we doing? It's like time's running
along. Oh, that's a very good one. Let's see, I just want to pick up a little question or two on the fast chat while we have a minute. People can kind of take notice of how they're feeling with these entities that have been released so far. So we have a question that says, so in order to keep entities out of your body, you must remain aware and or home?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, your spirit needs to be with you, so you want to keep calling your spirit back to you. And having your spirit that's in you at the time release the entities out of you so more of you can come back into your body. And then you want to ask your spirit to be healed before it enters your body. Because you don't want to bring your spirit back to you wounded or having an issue that got imprinted upon it by the emotional body. Remember, your spirit has to be in the light completely. So what's left in you is in the light 100%. But what left you may be 10% of the light, 90% of emotional imprinting or darkness. So you want to heal that before your spirit comes back into your body. So, yes, you have to be in your body 100% or as much as you can get in for the ascension process and to regain your spiritual integrity. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. We have another question, which is, what does it mean to get away from ego and drop into the heart and still have a will?
Well, your spirit does have will. It's very strong, but it works with the spiritual energy. And that energy is the energy of the divine working through you. And so it's not that it's going to manipulate anything. It'll work with its divine spiritual laws of oneness so that you can be able to manifest the divinity inside of yourself and your spirit can work with the DNA in your body to bring out the talents in you. But none of that's going to be a controlling issue forcing your will upon somebody else. And so the divine does not use force of will to work with anything. It's always in the moment. And it's always in the now. And at that point, when you're in the now, if you've ever noticed when you were in the now doing something, not knowing that you're in the now, but time goes by very quickly. And that's because you're working with your spirit in a creative process doing something, and it's with you, working with you. But your spirit will never have force of will, and it will never do anything with mind control, and it will never do anything where it's going to cause harm to someone else. Back to you, Sylvia. Does that answer the question?
I think that was a great answer. You know, I think a lot of times people talk about how wonderful it is when they are able to follow their heart and do something that they love, and then it doesn't feel like they're working. It feels like they're playing, and it feels like time, you know, doesn't drag and that kind of thing. So would you like to say something more about the connection with the heart and for people doing what it is that they feel guided to by their spirit?
Yes, so your heart energy, your spirit energy, since your spirit resides in your heart center, this is what you use to connect with the divine in you. So your spirit's always in your heart, but you need to connect yourself to this energy. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, I just want to say happy birthday to one of our listeners who's on the fast chat, and that's Mia. So thank you for spending your birthday with us. It's wonderful to have you here, and happy birthday and many, many more.
So we'll do a special session right now. We'll bring some light chip chocolate down from the light bean, and there might be a little cake or something. I myself love chocolate. And so there's no sugar in it, though, from the light chip, but it will be very sweet. So what I want you all to do is to hold out your right hand, palm up, and the light beams are going to be working with you, and they're going to put a piece of chocolate in the palm of your hand. And this chocolate is probably about a half an inch square, kind of like a little sugar cube. And we'll just have this as a little gift for Mia here. We'll celebrate her birthday. And this is the gift from the light chip. And take your left hand now, and you can probably feel the energy on the palm of your hand, of your right hand, and just take it and just kind of visualize it being there. And take it now with your left hand and put it into your mouth. And see how this chocolate tastes here. Myself, my saliva is changing a whole bunch right now. And there we go. And you may feel within probably instantly or within the next minute, your body energy will completely change as this chocolate goes through your body. The energy is designed just for you. And this is light chip chocolate. Very, very good. So back to you, Sylvia. And happy birthday, Mia.
What's that?
Happy birthday, Mia.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday, Mia. Hope you enjoyed that. So, okay, so let's see. We do have a request from another listener to release entities that are fear, cause us to feel fear.
Okay. So we'll do what we can here for fear. So here we go. Remember, these are just probably a small portion of what you have. I do special sessions an hour in length to release entities. But these are what we can get rid of right now for you here. So you can see that it is better to have them released from you. So here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time for fear. I think we'll do it a little more. Feeling a lot of pure energy out there. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. So, you know, fear is probably a big one. Remember, religions deal with fear. And, of course, you know, there's a lot of fear of those extraterrestrials wanting to zap you and take away your free will. So, yeah, you know, people talk about, you know, fearing God, a fear-based God energy. And that's basically true because the Federation brought you duality through these God energies of extraterrestrials so you could pray to them. So, yeah, I can see how people could fear God very easily because you don't want to get zapped anymore. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I think another one that's kind of a big one for people is kind of a sadness feeling that doesn't make any sense, you know, like you really don't have any reason to be sad, but you tend to feel sad or depressed, and I bet that's a lot to do with these entities.
Yeah, okay, so remember, these are entities, and all these healings are entities that deal in that realm of consciousness, okay? And so these are all entities now that deal with sadness. And they could have lost loved ones. They could have always felt downbeaten, downtrodden, you know. So this is the way it works. So this is the entities that have a lifestyle and through body hopping of from people to people to people of sadness. So here we go. Releasing them now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, let's see. We have a question about pets. Do they get entities, and can you release entities from them?
Yes, we could do that right now. So anybody who has a pet in their house, I've seen actual pets have human spirits in them, and I've also seen certain pets have different animal spirits, which is kind of strange, but yes, they can pick up entities, definitely. So here we go. Especially like a dog that's been very angry and wants to bite people, that's probably an entity in the dog. So here we go. So just think of your pets here. If you want to just pet them or hold them, you can. And here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7. Did they take the healing very easily? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There. You may see your behavior of your animal, your pet change now as these entities were released from them. Back to you, Sylvia. Looks like time is getting kind of short here. Got about 10 minutes to go.
Yeah, time is moving on so fast like it usually does. Okay, so let's talk just a little bit about the ascension that's coming up and how it's, you know, so vitally necessary to be in your body and to have that spirit energy integrated in the body in order for people to actually be able to turn the body into the light body like you were talking about earlier.
Well, I think you basically said it all, Sylvia. You have to get in your body.
You need to have your... I know you have more to say on it.
You need to be in your body 100%. And I'll do an emotional clearing for people. This is the most important clearing that I can do for you to help you get into your body more because it clears your spirit of entities, of traumas that it's had. Remember, your spirit is actually picking up emotional traumas. And these emotional traumas can come from entities. So you want to clear your spirit, heal your spirit. You want to heal the emotional body. And you also want to heal the physical body of the imprinting of the emotion. So here we go. Going from this day, we'll just do this day right now for you. So here we go. We'll go to the chakras. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One more year back, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. Next year back, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. Next year back, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. I'll do one more year. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. So this clearing is done, and it's about 80% completed. And just kind of look and see how your life has been maybe over the last 4 years. Check out your traumas, and they should be released from you. And we have a question here, I think about, what did I see here? Going up. Something about spirit guides. Yeah, there's no more spirit guides here on the planet. A lot of those are guides of people who passed on loved ones, and they're doing their ascension process. So you probably will not have your relatives with you or any other spirit guide because this is strictly an inward process now. You must connect to your own spirit inside of yourself. Remember, spirit guides can also be entities. So if you think you have a spirit guide, more than likely it's an entity talking to you. They should be all released, being collected by the light now, so that you can be able to have clear thought and be able to do your own work and not be distracted by thought forms coming to you, voices in your head, etc. So yeah, there are no more spirit guides on the planet any longer. And the earth energy also is pulling itself back to itself so that it can do the ascension. And so people who use earth-based healing, things on this planet to heal with, whatever that would be, the earth spirit is not going to allow you to do that any longer. So I'm sure a lot of the healing modalities that people have used here in the past that worked will no longer work, because the earth spirit is not going to allow you to corrupt its energy and to steal its energy from itself and to cord it. So that's kind of a mouthful there. But the main thing is for you to go inside and to connect with your divinity of who you are for the ascension process, to become more aware that you are a divine being and that the master saints and angels actually are part of you. They all have their own certain frequencies, but you can connect to them in your heart center. And like I mentioned before, that the channelers who are channeling these beings, once, if you connect to them inside of your heart, then at that point, if you attempt to do any channeling out loud to other people, that connection will be broken for you, because there's no one on this planet who can carry the light energy to allow the special divine being to come through with 100% light, much like the Federation. So this is why they're no longer here. It's up to you to get your own guidance inside of yourself. This is the ascension process. We have no roadmap, in a sense, no history book talking about this. And this is how the Lightship is doing the process and allowing every divine being to experience themselves, which is what you're doing now. And hopefully you're able to take your body with you in the ascension process. So this is how you're going to begin in your guidance now. It's only going to become internally, and you must connect to yourself. People who may be channeling the Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, you know, one of the masters, say Jesus, those energies are no longer on this planet. And at that point, if they are channeling these energies, it'll be an entity talking through them. So, back to you, Sylvia. Got maybe 5 minutes to go here.
All right. Well, we talked earlier about the importance of every time the entity clearings happen, of making sure that the spirit energy has returned to the body to fill that void that's left by the entities leaving. So it would be wonderful if we could actually just make sure everyone as good as possible is in their body and as much of their spirit energy is returned to them as we can do in the next few minutes.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is work with your heart center. A lot of people have heart issues. It could be anger. Whatever. There's a good song out there if you're interested in doing some heart healing on yourself. It's an older song by Don Henley, A Heart of the Matter. I know it's on YouTube. There's two versions, a long one and a short one. The long one's probably better. What I would do is, what I recommend doing is just getting the lyrics to that, get the words in front of you, and sing that song probably 100 to 200 times with him. And it'll start to release the resentment that you have in a relationship from the past here. It's a very, very healing song. So that's one way that you can help your heart do some healing. What we're going to do now is take out these, say, visible knots in your heart center, regret, anger. Maybe you had a relationship where it went south, went sour. You're blaming somebody. Maybe you're even blaming yourself, and you're restricting your heart energy. So we're taking these out right now. The light beings are doing this for you. So you may start to feel your heart chakra opening up, and we're taking out these energies right now. You know, on this program, these healings are instantaneous. This is because the Lightship is doing this. No other program is going to be able to do this type of work. This is the only broadcast probably on the planet that contains 100% light energy. Those who listen actually realize that. So, here we go, taking out some more energies out of you. There we go. Oh, there's a big one out of somebody here coming out. Oh, man, a lot of regret. There we go, that's released. And now we're going into Every issue that people have had in the past about relationships here. Try to get that out of you now. Okay, coming out. I'll count to 10 as this energy is released from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Sounds good. And our time is kind of getting short. We'll do one more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll do a chakra opening now. So heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. There we go. So just stay in your heart center and enjoy your own divinity. We have one-hour conference calls where you go to the Lightship out of time, Mondays and Fridays, for $20. It's 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. On the 15th of next month, we're doing the once a month, a four-hour conference call on the Lightship. Very, very nice. And I can't talk enough about that, but our time is kind of short here, so I'll just say blessings to all of you. And stay in the light with your spirit. That's the only place light's going to be, is inside of you. You're not going to find it anywhere outside of yourself. That's all mind energy. And the mind energy was not created by the creation light shift. That's the dark side energy to sidetrack you from your spiritual development. So you're going to realize that most of these spiritual teachings, probably 95% of them that's out there, people talking about mind energy, is strictly talking about the darkness energy and how it's controlling you. So stay in the light, stay in your heart, and stay in the now. So blessings to all of you, and good night.
So I'll just add to that real briefly, a big, huge thank you to all of you who have sent in donations for this program to keep going. And just to let you know, there is an easy way to make those donations. If you go to the Creation Lightship website, there's a page that I believe it says donation page, something like that, and it's easy to find, and it tells you how you can send Ron a donation for the radio program, which is wonderful. It does cost quite a bit each month for him to be able to do this and keep four shows going every week. So if you'd like to do that, it would be greatly appreciated. And we're out of time, so I'll say good night. Much love to all of you. Stay in your heart center, and we'll see you on Friday. We're on at Friday and Saturday at 9 p.m. Pacific, and we'll be doing more entity releases. Ron will be working with some of these off-planet entities and energies, so it should be very wonderful. We'll see you then. Good night.
Good night.